From BQ, we are joined now by Alison Byrne. Morning, Alison.
Morning, Tess.
What are we chatting about this week?
We are chatting about Burmese food.
Burmese food.
Yeah. So Burmese food, you can actually count on one hand how many Burmese restaurants there are in Sydney. I mean, there's a sizable community that is here, but it's something that, you know, hasn't really been as, say, as strong as, you know, obviously Vietnamese and
Thai food,
yeah, and a lot of other areas, and even Lao food. You know, there's sort of a mix crossover there. You know, out in Cabramatta, there's still quite a few Lao restaurants in Fairfield, but yeah, Burmese food's not something that is as common. And there's been a few places, and they've shut down and reopened. And one of the places that we really love that recently shut down but then reopened again, and it was fantastic. So it's the Burman Kitchen. So they used to be in Granville, and, you know, everybody knows, I think, Granville mainly for El Jana charcoal and the waft of charcoal chicken. So they had a great little store there, but they've decided to relocate to Surry Hills.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I think their reasoning was, oh, it's a lot more accessible, easier for people to get in. Because the chef there, she really wants to make sure that Burmese food is more well known and people really get to try it for themselves and, you know, decide if they like it or not. But I promise you will.
And that makes sense as well, because I think for a lot of people, you know, having restaurants like that only out west,
yeah,
they're not going to go out there specifically for it. So having
we go out there.
Well, yes.
But I know what you mean. Like, you know, there is, and it's interesting at the moment, there's quite a few fantastic restaurants that perhaps you would only ever find out in the other, like the outer areas of Sydney. Hmm. So as communities are moving closer into the inner city, I'm finding more and more these fantastic little hole-in-the-wall places are opening up. Like wherever there's a real big new, say, apartment building or apartment complex going up, or a whole new community, but like around Green Square and Zetland, yeah, and places like that, there's all these little places opening up that normally we would have thought, oh, we'll have to go all, you know, out to Hurstville, or we have to go out past Burwood or out west to Parramatta or even further, you know. So stuff is coming into the city as much as out there in the outer areas as well. So it's all good for everyone.
It's kind of nice to see that, because it's, you know, all of the cultures of Sydney all mingling, sort of spreading throughout the whole city.
Yeah, I think there is a sort of a change in the sort of makeup of that sort of demographic makeup of suburbs as well. So you're finding, yeah, there's more of a mix of different places to, you know, different types of foods coming together, and it's just really wonderful. I love it.
I've completely derailed you.
Yes, we have. We've gone off track. That's all right.
Burmese food in Surry Hills.
Burmese food in Surry Hills. So what is Burmese food? So the national dish, probably, you know, it could be said of Burma, is a dish called mahinga. And it's a noodle soup. So everybody loves it. I think noodle soup is my most favourite meal. I could eat a noodle soup every day. So it's a rice noodle soup with a fish base. So the broth is kind of like a shredded fish, and it's slightly sour flavour to it. So it's not really a coconut kind of laksa type base, but it's more like a sort of astringent, lemony, fishy powered mix. But I think that's really nice. So you have that with flaked chilli and some pickled vegetables, and there's sprinkles of fish in it as well. So they eat that breakfast, lunch, dinner, anytime. So that's on the menu. But the absolute thing that's really lovely is what's called a tea leaf salad. So normally you would have your cup of tea in the morning, but this is taking fresh tea and, like, they ferment the tea leaves. So the tea leaves come up with this real smoky earthiness to them that is, you can smell it as it gets put down in front of you. And so tea leaves are quite sort of long and green when they're fresh and used like a vegetable. And they mix it together with deep fried sort of crunchy little sweet yellow peas and broad beans and chili and a tamarind sauce, and it's just really lovely, like the crunch of the real fried beans with the softness of the tea leaves mixed together. Oh, the first mouthful that I had, it really was in raptures. You know, I've rarely had a food recently where I really just sat back and gone, oh my gosh, this has just changed my world. So a tea leaf salad is really, really something to get. The other things they do is another salad, which is baby school prawns. So like tiny little prawns and they're deep fried.
Oh, wow.
So they're really crunchy and you eat the whole thing. So, and it doesn't matter. It's just all little shells and it's all crunchy. You don't really think about it.
Oh, so it's not peeled.
The whole little prawn is deep fried. And it does, you know, you don't really kind of notice it at all. You don't even think about it. Just pop it in your mouth. Just go for it. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic too. Again, it's sort of mixed with, you know, different flavours to give you that balance of salty and sour that, you know, a lot of food from Southeast Asia really does so well. So that's really those things. The other things are greater curries on the menu. So there's a beautiful beef and yellow pea curry, which is really, really delicious, really softly cooked and really lovely. The biryanis are fantastic. So there's a Burmese-style biryani, which is lovely long grain rice, slow cooked with either goat or chicken. I recommend the goat.
Yum.
That's really, really fantastic, really soft and falls apart. And it's served with a side dish, which is kind of like the salt and pepper for Burmese, which is a mix of chili and little tiny, tiny little prawns, and they're ground together and you sprinkle that all over it to give it, you know, extra bit of salt and an extra bit of chili heat, and that's fantastic. And that's served with a lot of the different dishes as well. So there's lots of different things there to try. So the curries are not as bang hot like a Thai curry would be. The biryani is not very, you know, it's spicy but not over the top either. So the flavours of Burmese food are really subtle, I think. And they're quite interesting how they draw from all areas of where it surrounds Burma and there's influences from China, there's influences from India, there's influences from Thailand. Like, it's just everything. It's kind of probably, to circle back, a little bit like Sydney at the moment, you know, it's taking a little bit of everything from everywhere and mixing it together. But it's definitely its own cuisine.
It sounds delicious. Tell me where this restaurant was
again. It's on Crown Street in Surry Hills, right down the Cleveland Street end of Crown Street. So easy to get to and enjoy.
Thanks so much, Alison.
Thanks, Tess.